Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Wagner of the Washington Post. John, interesting news from down your way about the Purple Line and the governor's moving forward here and announcing various other transportation-related things. But the top of this story, I guess, has to do with getting the private sector involved in a project like this. So bring us up to date on that, if you would.
Sure. And it's certainly innovative in Maryland, at least. It's an approach that's been tried elsewhere, including in Canada and Denver. But what the situation is the state, rather than just hiring a contractor to build the project and then operating it itself, is now looking for a private company to basically do everything, to come in, construct the 16-mile transit link in the Washington suburbs, and then operate it as well, collect fares, maintain the system, do everything that the state normally does now in its other systems. And the state will make payments over the course of a 30 to 40-year contract and says it will make deductions if things aren't up to standards in terms of timeliness and cleanliness and everything else. But the way it sounds, this is largely going to be a private enterprise that will be running a major transportation system in the state.
This is something that we probably could not have done without the increase in the gasoline tax. Is that correct?
That is correct. I think that was at least used as a major selling point in the legislature this year when lawmakers were considering the package that Governor O'Malley put forward. And the first roughly 3.5 cents per gallon of that tax increase at the pump has already taken effect. And legislative analysts say it could be up to 20 cents more by mid-2016.
And the federal authorities were apparently quite interested in this innovation.
They are, and that's still a missing piece in all of this. In order to make this happen, the state is counting on, the latest figure is a $900 million contribution from the federal government. And while they've shown interest, they have not committed to that just yet.
But it was suggested, at least by the new transportation secretary, Jim Smith, that we were sort of on track in that regard. And it raises the question, of course, particularly for listeners here in this region, of the significance for the fate of the Red Line.
It does. The state has said, at least since Governor O'Malley got into office, that they're completely committed to both of these projects, and they're essentially trying to push them at the same time and get federal buy-in at the same time. They haven't wavered in those statements, but one could understand if folks in the Baltimore region are a little nervous to see the Purple Line moving forward more quickly.
One of the problems, apparently, is that with the Red Line, you have less opportunity or interest in the private sector to get involved because of the costs of going underground and the uncertainty of what those costs will actually be.
One of the selling points that the state put forward for doing a public-private partnership in the Washington region is that there aren't the existing rail lines managed by the Maryland Transit Authority that there are in the Baltimore region.
John, it's good talking to you about this. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
For John Wagner, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.